Trans Africa Radio, made in Africa.
Africa, the Republic of Burundi, one of the world's poorest nations, is struggling to emerge from a 12-year ethnic-based civil war. The capital city of Burundi is Bujumbura. The Republic of Burundi sits at approximately 10.4 million people and their GDP per capita is similar to Nigeria at $900. Know Your Africa, proudly brought to you by TransAfricaRadio.net.
TransAfrica Radio, made in Africa.
That is correct. You're tuned into TransAfricaRadio.net with myself, TY, aka Abuti Broadway. It is about that time for your Monday devotion, where we basically try and bring you closer to the GOD, to God. And I've got Dr. Andrew Smelly in the building today.
All right.
How you doing?
Good to be here, TY.
Good. And I've got Nick Nguyen, my twin, as I call him.
Good morning, TY.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Great stuff. Now, today, we're going to unpack a very touchy subject, if we may call it that. And Andrew, would you just break it down for us? What are we touching on today?
Sure. We're taking a look at this concept of Christianity coexisting with ancestor worship.
Okay.
It's something here in Africa that I've seen and heard about a lot, specifically here in South Africa. Millions are following certain churches that believe that you can combine both ancestor worship with biblical Christianity. So we just wanted to see, well, let's take a look at what the Bible has to say about it, rather than trusting people's opinions or their tradition. Let's take a look and see what the Bible has to say. Ultimately, okay, it's God's word.
All right, it's great stuff. So which scriptures are we looking at? Where are we starting?
We're going to look in the Old Testament today, starting there in 2 Kings.
Okay.
And just to give you a background, we're looking at 2 Kings chapter 17. Mm-hmm. And this is after Samaria has been resettled here, and sadly, people were living in some sin, and so God had to kind of discipline them. But he actually, the king of Assyria, after they had been resettled and they were in exile, the king of Assyria now actually sent one of the priests back to them to teach them what God required of how to live.
Okay.
So this is really interesting. And so specifically, it says here in verse 32, they worshiped the Lord, but they also appointed all sorts of their own people to officiate for them as priests in the shrines at the high places. They worshiped the Lord, but they also served their own gods in accordance with the customs of the nations from which they had been brought. Then it goes on in verse 34, to this day they persist in their former practices. They neither worship the Lord nor adhere to the decrees and ordinances, the laws and commands the Lord gave the descendants of Jacob, whom he named Israel. When the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites, he commanded them, do not worship any other gods or bow down to them, serve them or sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you out of Egypt with mighty power and outstretched arm is the one you must worship. And so right here you see this whole concept of sacrificing to ancestors, sacrificing to other gods, is specifically here spoken against. And then in verse 40 it says, they would not listen, however, but persisted in their former practices. Even while these people were worshiping the Lord, they were serving their idols. To this day, their children and grandchildren continue to do as their fathers did. And so this is a pretty remarkable scripture, showing us here very clearly that we should worship God and Him only. We should not be sacrificing or worshiping ancestors, any other gods or idols. You can't do both. You can't. Christianity is clear scripturally that you cannot do both.
I totally understand that, but I mean, coming from, say, for example, myself, and I've been in a family for decades and generations, we've always done this. So how, what motivates me rather to just give up all of that and to just trust in the Lord? You know what I mean? It gets very tricky because, I mean, let's take a look at Africa, for example, we didn't have Bibles at some point. We didn't have Christianity at some point. So before that, conversion, how does one convert from being strictly traditional to going into Christianity?
That's a great question. I think that the first step is identifying, do we want to follow tradition or do we want to follow truth? That's really the first step, because people are free to do what they want, but the question is, are they going to be judged by their tradition or are they going to be judged by the truth of God's word? I appreciate Acts chapter 8, where you see the Ethiopian eunuch traveling all the way to Jerusalem, to the temple there, to be able to worship. And so there have always been Africans that are willing to sacrifice, willing to do whatever it took to hear the word of God. And God actually allowed Philip, a disciple, to be able to meet him on the road and be able to teach him the truth. And so I think if we're seeking God, God will also seek us, and he'll bring people to us that can help us.
I think, if I may, this is great. It's a good follow-up from what we did last Monday. It's Matthew 28, 18 to 20 says, go and make disciples of all nations. And the reason for that is the world needs to hear truth. So the truth will come through disciples of Jesus that he'll put across our path, and it's to help correct us. And we're going to look at a couple of scriptures this morning that I think is just going to reiterate what that says. Matthew 15 being one of them.
Absolutely. I think this, the next scripture I was going to show, just based on what you mentioned, in the New Testament, was Matthew 15. Because I think the challenge with all of this is that people are putting tradition over the truth. That's really what it boils down to. And let's see what Jesus has to say about that.
Okay.
Do that. Here in Matthew 15, Jesus is actually, well, some of the Pharisees tried to challenge Jesus on not obeying their traditions. And so in Matthew 15, starting in verse 1, it says, then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? Case in point of what we're talking about today. They don't wash their hands before they eat. Now, of course, amen, in light of the coronavirus, of course.
Please wash your hands. Please wash your hands.
But the key thing here is that this wasn't just washing your hands as in before eating. This was a ceremonial washing that they were referring to. That was a tradition of the Jewish elders. And Jesus replied, and why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? And he goes on to share about how the Jews actually had a tradition where called Korban. You recognize this in Mark chapter 7 as well, too, where when a Jew turned 30 years old, you were supposed to, well, I'll put it like this. The tradition Korban was basically when a Jew turned 30 years old, he was given his inheritance from his family. And he was expected to take care of his family biblically because we need to honor our father and mother.
Yes.
And his father and mother didn't receive, you know, any kind of social security or support. So he was expected to help them once he received his inheritance. However, the Jews had this tradition called Korban, where when a Jew turned 30 and got his inheritance, if he gave a portion to the synagogue called Korban, he was now relieved of his obligation to take care of his family. And they would say, oh, well, God will take care of them. So so Jesus now challenges them on this tradition that stopped them from helping to take care of their family and instead just lined the pockets of the Pharisees. He then goes on to say in verse 6, thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. So when we follow traditions, we're actually nullifying the word of God. We're making it void. And it goes on in verse 7, it says, you hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. And so that's what Jesus has to say. When we put our tradition above the truth, we're literally nullifying the word of God. We're giving God lip service. And ultimately, our worship is in vain.
That is absolutely true. All right, let's go straight back into the music. And when we come back, we're going to still be here with Dr. Andrew Smelly and Nick Wynn, and we're going to be unpacking tradition and the Bible. We'll be right back.
Know your Africa. The Republic of Botswana is the continent's longest continuous multi-party democracy. The country is relatively free of corruption and has a good human rights record. The capital city of Botswana is Gaborone. Their major religion is Christianity. Botswana's population sits at approximately 2 million and their currency is the pula. The languages you are surely going to hear whilst in the Republic of Botswana are English and Setswana. Know your Africa. Proudly brought to you by TransAfrica Radio.net.
Trans Africa Radio, made in Africa.
The wrong sing for joy, I sing for you.
Coming at you straight out of Botswana, it is Mpusibina with a song titled Love Light. Mpusibina is actually one of my favorite singers to come out of the African continent. She does absolutely amazing music, man. Do check her out, Mpusibina from Botswana. She does have a new single that she dropped late last year, and it is doing the absolute most on the African continent. I forgot the name of the single, but I'll make sure that I do get it for you and I do play it for you before the end of the show today. Anyway, moving right along, the time right now is exactly 26 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time. And if you just tuned in, you caught us right in the middle of our Monday devotion with myself, TY, and Nick Wynn and Dr. Andrew Smelly. And today we're talking about basically, can the Bible and traditions coexist together in today's day and age? As a matter of fact, as a Christian, can you have your traditions, as in passing on for your ancestors, etc., etc., and still have the Bible and praise God and be a disciple in today's day and age? Now I've got Nick, who's going to share his experiences on the African continent, what he's experienced, especially in South Africa. Nick, you may take it away.
Thank you for that, TY. It is a touchy subject. I just want to make clear from the offset that not all traditions are bad.
Right.
Okay.
And this is where the Bible has to be the standard, and that's what we're trying to just really get across to the listeners, and why we do Bible studies with people, just to make sure that the Bible is the standard. So looking at traditions, I'll never forget in 2001, I converted and became a disciple in the Middle East. So every culture has their own issues. Coming to South Africa, I remember sitting in on Bible studies with Zulu people, with Xhosa people, Sotho, and every I noticed that there were cultural things that crept into all the conversations. And when you start breaking down these cultural differences and things like that, you know, you can't be sympathetic to things that are clearly against the Bible. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about the Bible is the Bible has the answer to everything. And I'm going to hand it over to Dr. Smelly in a second, where we're going to break down a great scripture in Deuteronomy 18. And it is a challenging scripture to hear, but I believe we've got to please God at all points. In everything we do, it's all about God first.
Most definitely.
So when we look at these scriptures and the scriptures we break down, it's more how does God feel as opposed to what are my feelings. And exactly. I think these are the things that my experiences dealing with traditional things like ancestral worship and things like that, is because it comes through generation to generation to generation, and we don't want to see our parents or our grandparents hurt.
That's
but
true.
At the end of the day, when we stand before the creator of the universe, how does he feel? Exactly. The previous scripture we looked at in Matthew 15, Jesus clearly lays out to the Pharisees about their worship was in vain.
Right.
The word vain there means useless. Imagine somebody coming to you and saying everything you've done in the past is useless. It would invoke some terrible feelings within us.
Very.
But this is where we've got to set aside pride. We've got to let the Bible be number one. So at this point, I want to hand it over to Dr. Smelly, and we look at Deuteronomy 18.
Amen. Now, I appreciate what Nick shared. I think what he started with as well is very important. To be clear, not all tradition
is bad.
Is bad, exactly. Like we celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a tradition. Easter is a tradition.
Lobola.
But the key thing is understanding that, you know, celebrating Jesus' birth, celebrating the resurrection is not unbiblical. And so those type of traditions don't go against the word of God. But when we start to do things that go against the word of God, that's where we have to put the tradition behind the Bible. We have the Bible first. And so Deuteronomy chapter 18, this is, as Nick said, a pretty convicting scripture here, starting in verse 9. Because the goal of this is to see, how does God feel when people put tradition over the truth? Here in Deuteronomy 18, starting in verse 9, it reads, "When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices a son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. And because of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out the nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God." The scriptures are clear.
Okay.
And so I think this is important, because it's not as if we're giving our own interpretations or our own viewpoints here. We're just simply reading what God's word says.
All right, now let's unpack. He says that one who practices witchcraft, one who interprets omens, or sorcerer. In today's day and age, what would those practices be?
Well, witchcraft is, you can see witchcraft on many different aspects. Funny enough, in the New Testament, the word witchcraft is translated pharmacia, which means illicit drugs and things like that as well, too, as well as astrology, a lot of different aspects of that. But a lot of people actually use drugs in regards to a lot of these different things. So I remember talking to different folks in Nigeria and Lagos. A lot of them, when they went to see some of these quote-unquote faith healers or whatever, they would walk in and you could literally smell all these different things, and you don't realize that they're actually drugging them with different drugs to make them start to hallucinate, make them start to just lose their capabilities, which was pretty shocking. But when you look on here, when it talks about sorcery, casting spells, consulting the dead, obviously when people start talking to their ancestors, praying for wisdom, that's consulting the dead. And so it's pretty clear here what people are doing. There's a lot of people that do sorcery in regards to people call themselves psychics and all these different aspects. Now, what's interesting about all this is that if you go into the Old Testament, at one point, Samuel was quote-unquote raised from, or they're spoken to from the dead.
By the king.
Exactly, yeah. By King Saul, right. And so, but we see here in the scriptures, Samuel actually rebuked Saul for doing that. And the woman who did it was like, man, I could be killed for this. So the thing we have to remember too is that not all quote-unquote spiritual engagement is of God. It can be of the devil. It can be demonic. And remember too that sadly the devil will use counterfeit miracles, wonders, and signs to pull people away from the word of God.
Okay. All right. But then one could argue as well and come at you and say, look, as much as you have a traditional doctor, we've been using these, as much as you have a doctor in a hospital, we've been using traditional doctors to heal and to help us with ails, etc. We just, you know, so is that still usable or is that a no?
Yeah, homeopathic medicine.
Exactly.
It's natural and it's used more and more in our society today.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
But it's when we invoke, you must remember that the spiritual realm is real. We don't deny the spiritual realm.
Nope.
The Bible talks about demonic forces. The Bible, Andrew just mentioned that Samuel was raised from the dead. And in fact, the consequence of that was Saul lost his life the next day in battle. And so these are real things, but it's what you tap into. Basically, in a nutshell, it's about trusting other things over and above God.
That's right.
God is a jealous God. God is, we're in a monotheistic religion where we serve one God. And that God loves us and he wants all of our attention. So when we start trusting in other things, in witchcraft, things that are going to enhance the mind, that are going to make us hallucinate and experience other things as opposed to experiencing God, then it's a lack of trust.
100%. Okay. Well put. Well put. Definitely well put. All right. Let's get straight back into the music. When we come back, we're going to be unpacking 1 Peter 18. All right. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. We're going to be unpacking it as soon as we get back from the music interval.
your Africa, the Republic of Burundi, one of the world's poorest nations, is struggling to emerge from a 12-year ethnic-based civil war. The capital city of Burundi is Bujumbura. The Republic of Burundi sits at approximately 10.4 million people, and their GDP per capita is similar to Nigeria at $900. Know Your Africa, proudly brought to you by TransAfricaRadio.net.
TransAfrica Radio, made in Africa.
Sherry, Homotima Gwange, Nigwawe, Mami, Nagozawe, Nyumbe, Nduwawe, Napenda jinsi unavonipa kila kona, Nikiwa nawe baby misi pati homa, Nikiwa ndani baby nakuwaga noma, Baby give me the love, noma, Okundunge nubuga, udugu, udugu manuka, Oh hey ho, Okundunge nubuga, udugu, udugu manuka, Oh hey ho, Gimme, baby, gimme love, gimme, baby, gimme love, gimme, baby, gimme love, gimme, baby, gimme love. So, now we love you so. Come over, go and take in my heart.
Africa Radio, made in Africa.
Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Yeah. Don't let me go. Every little bit of love you fed my soul. Don't bring me something new, yeah.
let me go. Don't let me go.
That is Mandisa Mamba coming at you all the way from Swaziland with a song titled Don't Let Me Go. Before that, I took you all the way to Burundi with Fata by Best Life Music, BLM, as they call themselves. Absolutely amazing group coming out of Burundi, man. They're doing absolutely beautiful. That is their latest single, which dropped last year. It is called Fata, all the way from Burundi. And I did also play you a little clip about Burundi, letting you know more about the African continent. Know Your Africa, as we call it on Trans Africa Radio, where we play nothing but 100% African music. It is 42 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time, and we are right in the middle of Monday devotion. We basically try and bring you closer to the Word of God and maybe understanding and unpacking the Word of God. If you have any questions, please do send them in. Do pop them through. The WhatsApp line is +27 79 254 4329. If you want to know anything, like literally anything, just hit us up and we will make sure we unpack it for you. You can send in your questions during the week as well. It's all good. And on Monday, do tune in as we unpack them for you with Nick Wynn and Dr. Andrew Smelly. All right? Let's get it started. Where are we heading to now?
All right. You know what? I think we are going to hit 1 Peter chapter 1. And again, I appreciate this topic because so many people, they're sincere. They really want to be able to do what's right. But I think sadly they've been misled and their eyes have been taken off the Word of God. And so the goal here really of this time is to really point people back to the scriptures so that it's not about our interpretation. It's not about our traditions. It's not even about our emotions. We've got to really hold to the Word of God because it's the Word of God that's going to judge us on the last day, John 12:48.
Yes.
And so here in 1 Peter chapter 1, the Bible says here in verse 18, actually you can even start in verse 17. It says, the Apostle Peter shares, he says, since you call on a father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. We need to have a fear of God, not a fear of man or a fear of our families or a fear of pleasing those around us, but truly a fear of God and his word. Verse 18, it says, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver and gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. And so it's interesting here, I think one of the things this passage is talking about is that I believe that many people, from my experience, many people that tend to focus on ancestor worship, they tend to almost idolize their ancestors. They tend to put more trust in their wisdom rather than Jesus. And so yes, they would sacrifice to them rather than realizing that, well, their ancestors didn't sacrifice themselves the way Jesus did. Jesus was that perfect lamb without blemish or defect who sacrificed himself for our sins. So, sadly, instead of honoring Jesus and putting him first, they're actually putting their ancestors first.
Yes.
Who did no such thing. And so, it's a very convicting passage.
Very, 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 very powerful passage. Anything you'd like to add on there, Nick?
No, sounds perfect.
Amen. It is one of those things that I think it's more of a issue of where are people going? Who do they trust? And where are they putting their value system in? Is their value system in the Word of God, in Jesus and his sacrifice for us on the cross? Or is their value system focused more on tradition? Is their value system more focused on pleasing their family members? These are the things they have to come to grips with.
I think a passage comes to mind. We're not going to turn there. Luke 14:25. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus and turning to them. He said, if you do not hate your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. So
exactly.
He points out the people that are the closest to us are the people that are more than likely going to draw us away from a true relationship with God. And it's not that we've got to hate them. We've got to hate sin in
exactly.
them. And people need to take a stand in this country. If we're going to get united as disciples and Christians, we need to get united with the Word of God being the center of it all.
So what you gentlemen are saying is that there's no gray area. There's no let me appease this side, balance this side. You gotta pick one side and stick to it.
Exactly.
There's no I'm sitting on the fence. There's no one foot to this side, one foot this side. It's either you are in or out.
That's a great point.
That's it. They say if you sit on the fence, you get a spiritual wedgie, and you don't want that. And so you don't want to do that.
Oh man, that is so true. So I mean, it's very. how do I put this? It's very eye-opening, and I think a lot of people are going to be very shocked by this. They're going to be taken aback and actually sit down and actually open up their Bibles. I think this is why we need to have such conversations.
Absolutely.
Such conversations need to be had so we know exactly where we stand in terms of tradition and the Bible. What sort of tradition can we do? What can't we do in order to appease the Lord's work? Now, you did speak earlier that there are certain traditions that are not bad. In terms of African culture, which traditions do you say are not bad? Like, I know, for example, Lobola is not so bad.
That's a great one. You know, that's something that doesn't contradict the word of God.
Mm.
Lobola is something that came up where it's a payment system. You know, there was probably no money, and, you know, from a farming culture, sheep, cattle. So it was a way of bartering, if you like.
Mm.
And yes, it's still continued. I think even within the African culture, they would pay Lobola but still have a Christian wedding, if you like.
Mm.
So there's almost two weddings that happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tradition that's not bad. It doesn't go against anything in the Bible.
What is a Christian wedding, if I may ask? Is it like a Western white wedding?
You're asking what is it compared to, you mean?
No, look, he just said they would have a Christian wedding and a traditional wedding. So a Christian wedding, you referring to the white wedding?
Yeah, if you were to put it in those terms, yes.
Oh,
so, like,
okay.
I think in Nigeria, they usually have about three different type of weddings. You have your court wedding, you have the traditional wedding, and you have the quote-unquote white wedding, which is in the church before God with the minister. So there's a lot going on there.
Whoa, I need clarification on this. If you're in Nigeria right now, please drop me a text. Three weddings.
Yeah, totally.
That is quite a lot. All right, so now we're still unpacking this whole story about tradition. Do let me know. Hit me up on the WhatsApp line, +27 79 254 4329. That is +27 79 254 4329. I'm about to play a song, and when we come back from the song, we need to wrap up the conversation because we literally have 10 minutes left. Man, time does fly when you're having fun, eh? Time does fly.
You take the bacon, you tuck the song. Woo, woo, woo. Expensive, long hair, DK, extension. Cause, cigalele, Tina, Tina in my game. 6 in the morning, no conflicts. Put me champagne in the forest. I'm in the 7 like Zola. Killing La Bando like Zola. Drink water, mind your business. Working on your fitness. Life's good. Kiri bone ole wete, ole wete kiri bone. Kiri bone ole wete. You see volume. Kalawa pagat. Uti chasing on top of the chart. Nobody gon' shake my confidence. I look you straight up and down. When DJ say I am PM, is he gon' play my Bia? They said the bubbles are dancing quite much. Champas in Holland. Rebattle my crap. Have always
okay, let's do
been
like
free.
This. More money, more problems. Ish, how I did it, I made it obvious. Ish, one love, all of my drawners. Hey, I ain't fucking with no piranhas. I run my lane, look at my fitness. You buy chain, I buy business. Top billing, you stay shizness. Yeah, God's good, I am a witness. Ush, uligi ligi, but to feel it, boy. I came back, but to gill it, boy. Abo ban ban, high sweet it, boy. Mr. Forbes, but to lil it, boy. Uligi ligi, but to feel it, boy. I came back, but to gill it, boy. Abo ban ban, high sweet it, boy. Mr. Forbes, but to lil it, boy.
Nobody gon' shake my confidence. I look you straight up and down. When DJ say I am PM, is he gon' play my Bia? They said you bubbles are dancing for mash. Champas in Holland. Three battle my crap. Have always been free.
It's good buzz for some lilo. Uya si feeling pillow. Uba nung tanda yo imino.
turned on, go shishamp bumper. With the kings, with the top dog, guys, now I'm never home. Shalin to look what took up my polo. Feel like man no bang yeg. Ooh, put my hand by it. Booga 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 peg. Iminwe, minwana, iminwe, pezulu.
Been about the world, na ya ya. I can't find my baby, and I don't know when, I don't know why. Why these niggas hating on? Nobody gon' shake my confidence. I look you straight up and down. When DJ say I am PM,
is he gon' play my pia? That is King Forbes, aka Keenan Forbes, featuring Ricky Rick and DJ Tira. It is called Free, F-R-E-E, which dropped all the way last year before he broke up with DJ Zintle. Man, absolutely trying times for AKA. He's definitely going through the most. I don't know what he's going through, but I hope the Lord is with him. Now, gentlemen, I just want to read you this, and I really would love your opinion on this. So Zimbabwe's defense minister has called the coronavirus pandemic a punishment of the US and Europe for imposing sanctions against the ruling regime over human rights abuses. He says this is a punishment from God. Your thoughts on this, Chance?
Well, it's hard to interpret people's opinions, but I do believe that the Bible does say that sadly, if we're not following God, then certain things will happen. But it's hard to say now when people try to say that specific things are now the hand of God. We got to be careful with that.
I think too that he's got to be careful because exactly. You know, is he claiming innocence?
Exactly.
very very tricky. All right, gentlemen, where are you taking it from here? How do we wrap this up?
Yeah, sure, let's go over to Colossians chapter 2.
Okay.
Nick and I were just talking about this scripture. I think this is a great one. Again, that it talks about the dangers of human tradition. And as we said, you know, we have to be very careful. It's tradition in and of itself is not necessarily a bad thing. But when it goes against the word of God, we've got to pick the truth over tradition. That's really the key here. And not allow familial influence or just wanting to please others to stop us from that.
Mm-hmm.
Colossians chapter 2 is, again, another very direct scripture. It says in verse 8, see to it. Now, whenever the Bible says see to it, it means see to it. It's a command, right?
Yeah.
See to it that no one, not family members, friends, whatever else, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ.
Mm.
And so again, the Bible is very clear.
It's very specific.
Very clear, very specific. I think these are the things that if more pastors and more ministers and evangelists stood up and really called people to the truth of God's word rather than their tradition, they wouldn't be led astray. And I think that's the sad state of affairs today, is that people are simply doing what their ministers are telling them to do instead of searching the word of God, eagerly examining it every day to make sure that what these ministers are saying are actually true.
It's true, yeah.
That's what the Bible calls us to do in Acts 17.
Wow, absolutely powerful. Anything you'd like to add onto that, Nick?
Who can speak against the Bible?
Yeah.
The Bible is the final authority. It says that I believe it.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. Definitely amen to that. All right, gentlemen, we need to close it off now. It's 56 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time. And we need to close off and say our goodbyes from the two of you. Any closing words from you? Let me start to my left, Andrew.
It's always a joy to be here, TY. Thanks so much for having us on. Looking forward to inspiring more people from God's word and helping them to examine it for themselves.
Most definitely, most definitely. Mr. Nick Wynn.
From my side, an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having us again. And just want to encourage the listeners, please check out our website.
Yes.
Johannesburg. In Johannesburg.
JoburgICC.
JoburgICC.net.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So please hit us up. Especially with the coronavirus, we're doing online Bible studies. So we
awesome.
Can connect.
Absolutely. Absolutely amazing. Thank you very much for coming through, gentlemen. That's how we wrap up today's Monday devotion. And then we're going to be hopping straight into the update immediately after this wonderful music interval. So do stay tuned. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah. They say a party ain't a party till Super ran through it. Always game with some fluids. Let my liquor talk through this. Your game, let's do it. You win the game and then don't get your face. You're my chick. Let's do this.
Never got recognition for the strides that I've made. Won't you check the resume? Clearly winning, clearly paid. I got cults of Little Women pledging oath and a few bone throwers that be stalking via crows. But I'm set up like a deal gone bad. Hollered in the business, better give me my cash. Pics on a gram selling music, is it? Can no one ever claim it cause it's limited stash. You wishing you can, I'm bringing it back. A born free, but I swear I hold these bars down. Sun City goons, when you other people touch down. I ain't even talking about some vacay with hash browns. Talking about his shots if you gon' fumble with the crown. Like what now? I don't like cloud. Reppin' since 11, you could ask the folks in my town. Ain't no sucker business when we talking banks and accounts. When we tellin' figures, you gon' put this in your mouth.
I've been doing this for long. About so small, about so big, about this tall. I've been doing this for long. About this width, about this flow, about this grip. I've been doing this for long. About this small, about this big, about this tall. I've been doing this for long. About this width, about this flow, about this grit. I've been doing this for long.
Perfectly positioned back on my boot. Yeah, Chuck, you ain't gon' do. Got a pinstripe suit, cause I've been through it. Don't step up to the balls, cause I do this. Finger on the trigger, Blanco never miss. Let this give your forehead a little kiss. This the ocean, I'm a shark, use a little fish. You think I'm whack? Like I said, I think you ain't. We paved the way, now these want a smooth ride. Want a free pass, please, they can kiss. They can take several seats in the way back. Cause queens like me ain't got no time for the chit chat. I may be crazy, but I ain't maniac, yeah. The pity part, you know that I ain't really into that. Came up from Penn City and they never really told us that, yeah. I ain't gonna stop until I'm sure my pop
been doing this for long. And since Kisalite, what's with all the hate? Mang feeling saluten, give me a break. Recently went to my game, to my and the vibe that thing. Man, yeah, we chasing cage. Stuck them up, kinda stairs. Rappers fall like musical chairs. Talking about change, but y'all ain't never made change. Man, I swear it's really strange. I've been doing this for long, and y'all singing the same song. Going back and forth like ping pong. Would it hurt to get along? We know you rap, but we still play along. Play along. Now you got an ego, play along. Wrong. Anyway, pass me the bong. Thinking back, rocking Billabong, bunking school to record a song. Tell the squad, tag along. Now everybody on, international beggar, everybody gone.
Beggar balale pants, let rap me yens with guns. They go with no force, real slow. Now who be wadded, who the, now who the rapper, who the sweet, who catching feels, yeah.
How does it start? It starts with chaos.
This is Drones Africa Radio.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, A. Reese.
Hey, yo, what's up, guys? It's Anati, the Electronic Bushman, and you tuned in to Trans Africa Radio. Don't touch that dial. Artifact.
Don't you know the devil started out as an angel? Talking loud, busy walking around with a halo.
Yo, what's good, people? It's your boy, YC Omar Alaji, number one, new school jagger, Bantani Entertainment Mafia. Yeah. Who's your daddy? YC. And you're tuned to Trans Africa Radio. Don't touch that dial. Don't move an inch.
Yo, como é que é, pessoal? It's your boy Lay Leezy, aka Young Nino Brown.
I pick up the phone when the money is calling.
Money!
Hello!
Hey, this is Batuk, and you're tuned in to Trans Africa Radio.
What it do, what it does, everybody. This is your girl Moosley, and you are tuned into Trans Africa Radio.
Step on the scene, the lights is blinding. I'm a superstar, shine like a diamond.
This is Trans Africa Radio.
You shouldn't have come here. But I'm glad that you did.
This is Trans Africa Radio. Trans Africa Radio.
Trans.
Senegal, stand up.
Trans Africa Radio, made in Africa.
Don't say yeah, yeah.
TransAfricaRadio.net, the only station in the world that plays only African music. Stream us live on TransAfricaRadio.net or TAradio.mobi. Listen to us live on DSTV's Audio Bouquet, channel 872. And now, OpenView HD, channel 609.
Trans Africa Radio, one voice, one Africa.
You are listening to Trans Africa Radio.
Come on, see, find your sons in the chain.
I'm going to go to the house.